USA Radio News.
The White House says the release of basketball star Brittney Griner is a priority for President Biden.
Brittney Griner being held in Moscow, we believe the Federation is wrongfully, she's being wrongfully detained. This is an issue that is a priority for this president. She needs to come home. She should be home, as well as Paul Whelan as well, who's being held, and any other U.S. nationals who is being wrongfully detained abroad.
Griner has pleaded guilty. The trial comes more than 4 months after the 31-year-old was detained at a Moscow airport after officials allegedly found vape cartridges containing hash oil, an illegal substance in Russia, in her luggage. If convicted on drug smuggling charges, Griner could face up to 10 years in a Russian prison. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A man from Florida is being convicted for helping ISIS.
A Florida man will spend 20 years in federal prison for attempting to provide material support to ISIS. The Justice Department announced Romeo Langhorne was sentenced in a case dating back to 2014. In his guilty plea, the 32-year-old man admitted to using social media accounts to voice his support for the terrorist group. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Roughly 300,000 children under the age of 5 years old have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. That's according to a senior Biden administration official. This data comes on the heels of a holiday weekend with lots of families traveling and not thinking about a trip to the pediatrician while on vacation. They're expecting that the data could increase in the weeks ahead, especially ahead of the school year. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Republicans in Pennsylvania's Senate has advanced a proposal amendment to the state's constitution that would remove any right to abortion. The Senate Rule Committee meeting went well past its curfew as lawmakers hammered out budget matters and a House-approved package of constitutional amendments. Republican Senator Judy Ward's proposed abortion amendment was added to the package in an 11-6 vote on party lines. If the amendment passes both houses in two legislative sessions, it will go to the public for a vote. Ward claims it wouldn't outlaw abortion as the procedure is protected by the state's Abortion Control Act. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has confirmed that the league's Sunday ticket rights will be going to a streaming service after nearly 30 years on DirecTV. Goodell said deal terms will be finalized by the fall. The current DirecTV deal for Sunday Ticket, which gives subscribers access to every game played on Sundays no matter where they live, runs through the end of the 2022 season. Apple and Amazon have been reported to be in the mix for Sunday Ticket as well as ESPN. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.